Well, I'm not, I don't think there is much in that, but maybe, I'm not sure, really. But I'll ask you that on when I get back.
Well, what do you say, we ring off on this now and we come back some other time?
Okay.
That'd be fine.
And, well, listen, if you have a little time.
I've got a little time.
Why don't you, let's talk about the Brooklyn Council and so on.
Well, of course, we had our old-fashioned washer that you rub back and forth with the handle with your arms. And in some people in the early days would heat their water out in the kettles outside, but my mother never did. She had the wash boiler, and she would take the lids off the stove and set it on there and boil our water. And what they used to call, they'd break the water. Water in this country is fairly hard. She'd put the wash boiler on and fill it full of water, and then she would put some lye in it. And when it would get hot or nearly to boil, that would take the lime out, and the scum would come on top, and she'd skim that off, and then she'd have soft water to wash her clothes in. And after she'd get them washed, and then, of course, she'd have to take bluing and put so much bluing in the rinse water, and so the clothes would be blue and white. And she would always boil her clothes after she took them through the wash water and the rinse water. Then she would put them in the boiler on the stove and bring them to a boil and take them out and rinse them again and hang them up. Of course, she did have a nice wash, but I think she did a little more than necessary. And, of course, we had the old iron pots, you know, that you put anything in you wanted to boil or cook. And then you had your ovens that you would use your big old roasters. And then you'd have your old-fashioned iron skillets, which I think maybe is as good to fry anything in today as our modern ones.
Much better. Do you have different kinds of them, or just?
Yeah, different sizes. Uh-huh. Different sizes.
Do you have any with legs on?
No, we didn't ever happen to have any with legs on.
Were they round?
They were round. They were round. We didn't have any, we did have some, what I would term just round and flat ones that they call pancake griddles, mm-hmm. that you fry your pancakes on and things like that. But in the ones that had the legs, and that was a little earlier than our time, mm-hmm. see.
You know what they called them?
No, I don't.
They used to have a rather deep kind. I suppose all yours were pretty
ours is about like that, too.
Uh-huh. They used to have a pretty deep kind, and sometimes they had legs on
mm-hmm.
them.
I have seen them. But
and they called them Dutch ovens.
Dutch ovens, yeah. I remember that, too. We didn't have one of those. Uh-huh. We didn't have one of those. Now, in the early days, of course, we all had gas. And you used gas for everything. You had gas in your heating stove, and you had your gas in your cook stove, and gas lights, and you'd put gas heaters under your water tanks to keep the water warm all the time, and you'd use gas to heat your kettles when you butchered, and you just used gas for everything. But then when the gas
liquid or gas? I mean, what?
Natural
gas.
Natural gas. It used to be natural gas in this country, see?
Yeah.
And then they piped it, all these mills, steel mills here used gas, and the glass mills.